This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. A grand jury in New York will hear evidence in a criminal investigation into former President Trump's business dealings. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn with what we've learned.
According to an insider who spoke on condition of anonymity, impaneling a new grand jury is a sign of increasing momentum in the criminal investigation into former President Donald Trump and the Trump Organization. New York Attorney General Letitia James said last week she's assigned two lawyers to work with Manhattan District Attorney Cyrus Vance office after her civil investigation into Trump evolved into a criminal matter. I'm Jackie Quinn.
In a statement, former President Trump calls the investigation a witch hunt that's purely political. Have you gotten a COVID shot yet? There are more and more incentives now for the hesitant to roll up their sleeve.
About half of American adults are now fully vaccinated, but vaccination rates have been dropping. Delaware is now offering everything from cash prizes to scholarships. Colorado residents can win $1 million for getting the shots. Some school districts are giving away prom tickets. And then there's United Airlines.
They're giving away 2 round-trip first-class tickets to anywhere in the world.
White House virus response advisor Andy Slavitt knows some people may think the incentives are a bit much.
I say anything that ends the pandemic, it's time for us to pull out now.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Police in Italy have just arrested 3 people in connection with that cable car disaster that killed 14 people on Sunday. An investigation showed that a clamp put on the brake as a repair prevented the brake from engaging after the lead cable snapped, say authorities. Members of George Floyd's family met with President Biden yesterday. They urged Congress to pass a law that would bring changes to policing. This is AP News. Our Jennifer King has more on the activities marking 1 year since the death of George Floyd.
It was a day for grief, smiles, and long moments of silence at events held to mark the 1 year anniversary since the death of George Floyd at the hands of Minneapolis police. Members of Floyd's family met with President Biden and Vice President Harris in Washington, D.C. While at an event in downtown Minneapolis, billed as a celebration of life, Floyd's sister Bridget explained why she chose not to accompany her family to Washington.
We don't want a watered-down bill, right, Ms. Guinca? We want the bill that we want.
The Minneapolis celebration included music, food trucks, a bouncy house. I'm Jennifer King.
A passenger attacked a Southwest Airlines flight attendant who lost 2 teeth in the attack, says a union official. The official says the attack on Sunday is just one of many incidents involving unruly passengers lately. The passenger was taken into custody when the plane landed. Authorities say many incidents involved the wearing of face masks. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.